Welcome to No Longer Conformed. My name is Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Ruth, Lessons in Lasting Relationships. In this session, we'll be looking at Ruth chapter 1, verses 9 to 21, holding the family together. So far in our look at the book of Ruth, we've considered two of the choices a person can make when a relationship is strained by the realities of life. Like Orpah, some people simply walk away from their relationships to pursue happiness elsewhere. Like Naomi, others remain in the relationship out of necessity instead of loving devotion. The third woman in our story made the decision, the commitment, to work to hold the relationship together. If you haven't turned there in your Bible, turn to Ruth chapter 1. First, she demonstrated responsible living. Ruth was a model of living responsibly in an irresponsible world. When presented with an opportunity to walk away from a relationship, she desired to stay. Certainly she loved her mother-in-law, Naomi, but to Ruth it was more than that. Ruth regarded it as a covenant relationship. Her example was an expression of the principle stated in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Notice the two words, leave and cleave. Ruth, in chapter 1, verse 16, it reads, But Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. The word leave represents breaking with the past, such as, you know, former family obligations. And in verse 14 says, They lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And the word clung or cleave pictures of bonding, a new covenant relationship that takes priority in a person's life. These are the exact words used in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Ruth demonstrated an incredible level of devotion to Naomi. While this wasn't a marriage relationship, it displays the proper attitude necessary for any relationship to last. It reveals what kind of wife, mother, believer, friend, and employee she would be. Second, she pledged commitment unconditionally. Look at verses 16 and 17. Well, verse 14 revealed Ruth's desire to care for Naomi. Verses 16 and 17 displayed her actual decision to do so. This passage is the most beautiful statement of commitment found in any literature. And its simplicity demonstrates the characteristics of genuine commitment to a relationship. And what are those characteristics? Well, commitment is costly. Ruth had to sacrifice a great deal personally to stay in this relationship. She gave up her freedom. Entreat me not to leave you. Verse 16. When Ruth's husband died, she was probably not much more than 25 years old. For all she knew, she would never remarry or have children. But she committed to caring for her aged, widowed mother-in-law. This was a complete break with the past, without any promises in the future. She gave up her identity. Wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. She was willing to sacrifice her national identity and homeland. She was leaving the land of Moab, where she was born and raised, for a land with new and strange customs. She gave up her family and friends. Her people, your people shall be my people. She was leaving behind her mother, her extended family, and her friends. She was giving up her religion. Your God shall be my God. She was willing to sacrifice her religious heritage and the worship of the idol Chemosh. We can see this decision as Ruth's conversion. It was very costly to her. Commitment is also long term. Verse 17, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Now that sounds like a till death do us part kind of commitment. Ruth didn't treat relationships with an attitude that if things get tough or don't work out the way I want, I can leave. She had an, if things don't work out, I'll work harder attitude. That's a picture of faithfulness. Commitment is sacred. Verse 17 also, the Lord do so to me. Ruth's commitment wasn't just made to Naomi. She made the vow before the Lord. By invoking the name of God, she sealed her pledge of commitment. There was a physical, emotional, and spiritual vow. There were no reservations. And third, she proved her devotion. Verse 18. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, is this Naomi? But she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi? Since the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, was with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Every year, thousands of couples pledge their love and devotion to each other in wedding ceremonies, only to break their promise later. Ruth proved her commitment in two ways. With convincing words, verse 18, Ruth's vow had passion and sincere meaning. Her words didn't have a hollow ring to them. And based on her past example, Naomi had no reason to question Ruth. And then she proved her commitment with consistent works. At verses 19 to 22, Ruth followed through with her vow. She left Moab with Naomi and moved to Bethlehem. Naomi didn't really appreciate her daughter-in-law's commitment. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Empty? But Ruth's commitment, listen, was not dependent on Naomi's response or behavior. She was committed to Naomi regardless. Life is full of challenges and difficult circumstances. While you can't control the actions of others, you can make the commitment to hold the relationship together. You give thought to all that, and you have a great day.